I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Breaking news.
What's that?
Relationships are complicated.
Oh, yeah.
Getting into a relationship can be even more complicated. And along the way, we establish our little rules and things that we look for in the opposite sex to keep things as smooth as possible.
Mm.
Or same sex, if you're into that kind of thing.
Okay.
But for you folks on your second marriage.
Yeah.
Or looking for relationships after a divorce.
Yeah.
We need to know.
What's that?
Is this dating rule, these dating rules we were just turned on to, legitimate? Or has this man lost his mind?
Well, this might be a good formula.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So over the weekend, I did one of those like buddy catch-up phone calls.
Okay.
Haven't seen the guy in forever.
Yeah,
you know,
nice.
Can't really go anywhere. So just see what he's up to. So he got divorced like 2 years ago.
Oh.
He's in his mid-30s. He's got a daughter. And he's been putting himself back out there trying to meet someone again.
Okay.
And look, with what's going on, not easy. But even coming out of a divorce in normal times,
yeah.
It's not easy to meet somebody. I mean, you went through it.
Oh, yeah.
But as we're catching up, I'm asking him how the hunt is going, and he drops this knowledge bomb on me. He says that there is a rule he has established for himself when it comes to dating after a divorce.
Okay.
He tells me, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
The only way the relationship will work is if you start dating someone whose first marriage ended the way your first marriage ended.
Okay.
So you see, he left his wife. And his theory is, if you are a leaver, you have to find another leaver.
All right.
It's going to work out way better if both of you left the relationship. So he tells me he's dated a couple of women who were leavers like him, and it went smooth. But he dated women that were left by their spouse, and problems showed up.
Okay.
He said that they were super clingy, and that they didn't want to deal with any issues. They would just try and smooth things over, never address any problems.
That was the ones that got dumped?
Yes, you got it.
Right.
If they were dumped,
right.
He was
probably
like
more cautious.
But he said he noticed a psychological difference, and he believes, again, this is because of the damage that was left on them after the person they were married to walked out on them. That, and people who have been left, also have a tendency to have a personality who avoids conflict for the sake of things being nice.
Mm.
So I laughed at first, because this dude's kind of a little bit spacey.
Yeah.
But the more I thought about it this week, the more it makes sense.
Well, I'm trying to think of like women I dated and what their personalities were like based on how, and now I'm thinking about how their marriages broke up.
Does it make sense?
Well, so like the women I noticed that, because the theory is like if you left your marriage, like if you bolted on your marriage, usually you already had somebody in the wings.
Okay.
So that, maybe that relationship didn't work out. Now they're onto the next relationship from the marriage.
Oh, yeah, initial one, yeah.
Whereas if you were the dumpee, you're probably the first time out of the box.
Gotcha.
Right?
Okay.
So those women tended to be very aggressive.
Oh.
What about, does that go the same for dudes who were left?
I didn't date any dudes.
Well, no, but
yeah,
I'm
just a one-night thing. It wasn't a relationship.
Well, I mean, our hands touched on an escalator and it got a little out of control.
I'm only asking because, according to your theory, Pat, that a leaver or somebody who was left, a man and a woman would get together, so I would assume they would have to have similar traits.
Well, look, I mean, if a leaver and a leaver get together, yeah, you're right. As someone who has been left and been left, that would also logically, I guess, work for those two to pair together.
Because I did date a woman for briefly, who I think you met, and she had gotten dumped, and she was very angry.
Oh, okay.
Really angry. And, you know, so like, and couldn't let it go.
Well, like, you know I mean? Get it, though. Like, not only had she been dumped, but you were the best she could do. Like, think about the anger that would build inside of
you. I was very nice. I'm a good date.
Yeah, no, you're great.
I was a very good date.
Yeah, no, I didn't say.
I was actually a great first date.
Why is that?
Because I used all my good stuff up front. Because, you know, like on your first date, like you're good.
Yeah, you're putting your best self out there.
Oh, I throw it all out there. I got nothing on the second date. We ain't getting naked. Just go home.
Phone number is 222-6000. Is there something to this? And if you've been divorced before.
It may work.
Well, I mean, he says it's working for him, but then again, he's also one of my buddies, so he's dumb. So I don't know if this is true.
It would make sense that it would work if it was that clear. Because I don't know how many times, like, you would have to know which of those people you are. And I bet you there are a lot of people in denial of which partner they are in a divorce or a breakup.
Okay, that's a valid point.
Because I always feel like there are some divorces that I'm sure are pretty messy to the point where you forget who wanted this in the first place. And if you can't identify which side you are, it would be much harder to match up with somebody on that theory.
Okay.
Because I always, like, there was that theory where if you're, like, the oldest child, you shouldn't marry somebody that was also like an
older kid.
Like, you shouldn't match up that way. It doesn't work.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
But my wife and I are both oldest children.
You are?
Well, at least in the house. She had an older sister, but she didn't live with her till later.
Yeah, but that, I don't know.
Well,
I mean, none of these.
So does this mean, should I call a lawyer?
But you know what I'm saying? Like, they also say, like, the youngest, if you're the youngest, you should marry another youngest.
Okay.
Because you're going to have similar traits that, you know, like, You should be able to fill a need of your partners, right?
Sure.
And if you're both on the same level, you're not really doing that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying.
Like, there's somebody that's needy and there's somebody that needs to be needed.
Do you think that a marriage ending changes a person's personality like that? Like, because his theory, and again, the theory is my buddy who's been divorced, rock solid, you'll meet someone great, it'll go after your first divorce. If you have been left, you need to meet someone who has also been left in their first marriage. Yeah. If you were the leaver, you have to get with someone who's a leaver. So, like, if you're sitting down at a date, right, how soon are you allowed to ask that question before? Like, that's uncomfortable as hell.
Yeah, no, you can't.
So, like, how long on average, because, again, Kimmy and I have yet to be divorced, how long on average do you talk about the first marriage?
Well, I mean, you do let them know up front. I've been married. I mean, you know.
It might be one of the first things that comes up a lot of times.
Yeah, but you don't get deep into it, you know what I mean? Like, you'll say, I mean, like, the deep conversations about your previous.
Well, I mean, would you say this is a deep conversation? If I said, okay, so, like, the way your marriage ended, were you walked out on it, or did you walk?
Yeah, that's a deep conversation that I would think is not going to happen up front. I mean, I would think sex is going to happen way before that conversation happens.
All right, so let's say you sat down with a woman, right? Single Tommy, terrible life, nobody wants to talk to him. You finally scrounge yourself up a date.
Okay.
All right, and first thing out of her mouth, you sit down, hey, thank you so much, listen, I got to know. Your last marriage, were you left or did you leave? Would that put you off?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
I mean, in my head is so concentrating on sex at that point. You know what I mean? But what used to disturb me when I went on dates is when these chicks started telling you all their problems, like, right up front. Like, we're hanging out, and they start telling you all their problems, like, immediately.
So there are a lot of people that will just completely word vomit, especially if you've been out of the dating game for so long. Like, it's almost like getting back into it, you don't know where to start. So it's just like, I'm going to give you all this information up front because I don't know what to do with it.
Like, just be vague. Like, right now, we're just meeting each other. I'm buying you some drinks. Let's have a nice time. I don't want to hear about all your problems and how effed up your kids are. Like, we can have this way later in the relationship
but
if it works out.
But isn't it a good, for you, like, to know all those problems up front? I mean, what if you get deep into the relationship and realize all those problems are there? I mean, wouldn't it be kind of nice to know that up front?
You don't, no. All because right. Right now, you want to have some fun. You're on a date. Like, I'm not even thinking long term. Like, if I'm going out on a date with somebody, I'm single, I'm hoping I'll get laid here and close to it, right? And have a little fun, a little touchy-feely, and let's have some fun.
Okay.
Like, we could get to the serious stuff later. It may not work out, so why spill your guts to me when I really don't care
now?
I may care at some point. But
what if you're...
says, man, I'm a great first date. Shut the F up.
I just want to be sexually intimate with you right now. I don't want to be emotionally
committed. But some people might be
looking
for more. Some people might go out on that date looking for somebody who they want to spend more time with. So I would think in that case, if you're looking for something more long term, you want to know more information earlier rather than later.
I'm kind of with Kimmy,
I'm just pumping you full of alcohol to get your panties off.
Okay, I mean,
that's what a date is.
No,
that's a date when you're 20, not when you're 40 and 50.
I don't...
Do you think you're so charming that's what she's thinking of up front?
No, I don't know what she's thinking. That's why I'm trying to get her drunk. What do you think bars are invented in ladies' night?
So you could show off your shoes amongst other fashionable shoes?
And my socks, my Nordic socks.
Do 6000. If you have been divorced before, and you're looking for a new relationship. Mm-hmm. If you left the marriage, you need to find someone who left their marriage.
Right.
If you have been walked on, you need to find someone who's been walked on. This is according to a buddy who I'm talking to over the weekend. So there is a couple of things wrong with this idea.
I agree.
Okay. So, like, leaving a marriage can be hard, even if you want to, right?
Right.
Takes a lot to walk. So I'm thinking about this. If you have two people that have already done it, right, walked on a marriage, you would think this new relationship would have a greater potential to end over smaller things, right? Like, if both people found greener pastures walking away once, why wouldn't they do it again?
You're right.
Okay. And can you trust that new person who is also a leaver to see it through if you really like them and want to try and make things work? I don't know if I could. And on the other hand, if you have two people that have been left, my buddy's theory being that they're needy and they want to make their partner happy no matter what consequence, that also spells disaster.
Yeah.
Right? Like, folks, both people going out of their way to ignore every issue that shows up, you would end up in another relationship that's not satisfying to either person.
Which a lot of people do. I mean, a lot of people end up remarrying somebody that has similar traits to their old spouse. I've seen that a lot.
Okay.
And the other thing is, I think a flaw in this logic is, how many people actually admit that they were dumped?
Well, Kimmy brought that up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you would have to
really
recognize
that sobering moment there.
Yeah.
She left me. Because, like, people, well, you know, I was done with that marriage, you know. If she didn't say it, I was going to say
it. If you're the person who was left, I think there are a lot of people that don't see it that way.
Yeah.
People, I mean, look, you can position it any way you want to publicly.
Mm-hmm.
I think people know.
Oh, yeah, down inside they do. But would they admit that openly and deal with it? You know what I mean?
I would be more concerned about them lying than not actually knowing. Like, you know, are you willing to admit? And by the way, is there a scarlet letter warrant for someone who was walked out on? It doesn't make you a bad person.
No, but it does mean, like, you know, you got left.
Okay, but you
could've... No, but I don't know necessarily if you see it as... You know, it's you're just trying to justify why you're left. Anybody would. Like, you know, they... you're going to blame it on the other person.
No, but I mean, okay, so Tommy, like, you've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. Your second marriage... got walked on. She walked, right?
Yeah.
So, like, were you ashamed that you weren't the one to walk, that she walked?
Yeah, I mean, there is some shame to that. Like, you got dumped, and what'd you do? I heard she left you. Like, yes, it's very humiliating.
Really?
Like, any guy that'll tell you that, you know, they walk on you, yeah, it's very humiliating. I mean, it's not a positive. It's the ultimate rejection, right?
But I would look at the other side might be more of a negative, right? Like, look, I understand that marriages don't work out. But if I'm sitting down across from somebody and I go, yeah, things got so bad that I couldn't tolerate it anymore.
I gave up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, what's worse, like quitting or having someone else quit?
Because
if you're asking me, I would rather
be more cautious around somebody who left.
Exactly. Yeah. I'd rather have the person that was trying to make it work and it just that other person gave up than the person that actually gave up.
Well, see, because when you get divorced, you know, it's different for a man and a woman, obviously, but it's also the way your friends will perceive what happened.
Okay.
So if a guy gets divorced, right, and she leaves him, well, he's a piece of crap. What'd he do? If I leave her, yeah, he probably had something on the side. If a woman gets divorced and she leaves him, well, she couldn't take it anymore. And, well, she found somebody else. Well, yeah, she found somebody that actually treat her right because he's a piece of crap. Like,
when a
guy gets divorced, he's just a piece of crap no matter what happened, man.
You're right.
It's just the way the world works.
Yeah.
But, I mean, maybe we deserve it. I don't know.
Because
history of man was not so good.
Because you've been left and openly admit it. Yeah, piece of crap. I think the problem is maybe you're just more willing to admit your faults if you're left.
Okay, but he's also unique, and it's like, you know, we're having this show. It's three friends sitting around having a discussion.
But I guess my point is you also point to dudes and say that guy was probably a piece of crap.
Probably was.
Like you
know, he cheating.
That's the picture you guys paint of each other.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I've said it's not true. There are good dudes who have had to walk from marriages. There are good women. Look, you know, I don't even have to justify it. You know I'm right.
Even a good dude is bad.
No, that's not true, man. I just, like, it's, you know.
Every guy is a half a... bottle of liquor away from being bad.
Sitting around having this discussion, what I'm getting at, Kimmy, it's easy, you know, talking to friends to, you know, be vulnerable and admit it. For Tommy to tell a woman that he's trying to have an emotional connection with, what he told us, I would think would be a lot harder.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I ain't bringing that up anytime soon.
Folks, I've been waiting patiently. 222-6000. Let's try and squeeze one call in before we move on. Let's talk to Jim. He's on CMF. Hey, Jimmy. How are you, buddy?
Hey, buddy. I just want to agree with Tommy.
Hey.
All right.
Hey, you know, basically, in a nutshell, I tried to fix my marriage for over 2 years and was unsuccessful, and I had given up, so I filed for divorce. and naturally I meet somebody. Unbeknownst to me, I didn't even try, wasn't looking. The person approached me less than, 2 weeks after I was separated, before I was even divorced, and I embraced it because I was tired of for 2 years.
Well, Jim, you're so sexy. How could you say no?
Well, I mean, and as a result, I was having an affair. I was doing it the whole time. I was a bad guy, and Tommy's right.
All right. So are you still with the chick that you met 2 weeks after?
Yes.
Wow. How long's it been?
6 months.
Okay. Well, all right. It's working out. Now, by the way,
fresh tail, brother.
Was she married before she met you?
No.
Oh, she wasn't. Okay. So that's not really into a play.
She got himself something young.
Damn. All right. Sexy
Jimmy.
Why
do you assume it's young? She's young.
Oh, she's young. You can hear it in his voice, man. He sounds exhausted. She's buffing the floors with this dude.
She's 25. I'm 37.
Man, you sound like an old 37.
Yeah. Well, she's doing it, too. She's killing him,
and
man.
He's so sexy. It strains his vocal cords, Kim.
Man,
so
enjoy that ride, Jimmy boy.
Jim, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
See, that's Dirty Jim.
Okay, but
that's 25.
That's not going to last.
But see, here's the thing.
He's banging a co-ed.
What do you mean? Who cares if it's going to last or not? He's out of a marriage. Let him do what he's going to
do. Let him eat his plate of veal.
No, but here's the thing. Like, you're cheering this guy on? Mm-hmm. If he wasn't agreeing with you and he described that story, you would have called him a piece of crap.
You would have, 100%. What'd you do?
two weeks after, you were banging her the whole time. I know it. All right, everybody at home, we got to move on. I appreciate the calls. They say self-preservation is the strongest feeling inside your body.
Okay.
Right? You want to keep yourself safe, not die.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when you have to do something dangerous to not die, you got a problem inside.
Yeah.
And that is what showed up on the west side of the city yesterday.
Like in a house?
Oh, boy. Well, on top of a house, actually.
Damn.
We'll get into it next to the break room. 96.5 WCMF.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.